Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
You ready?
Yeah!
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Good evening and welcome.
Hello, hello, hello.
I'm feeling particularly baritone today. Quite enjoying it.
Sounding.
Yes, that means one thing. Well, it means two things. One, I was out last night. And the second thing is 9 o'clock. Just gone here in Sheffield on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. The two of us, the night train. With our end of year, another end of year wrap up.
Yeah. Thanks for everyone who listened to the last show. Some nice feedback on that. Playing our favourite big records of the year.
Yes, purchases we've made of big records.
Big records means the size.
Yes. Yeah, we're not like Heartless Crew talking about big tunes. No, physically big records. This week is small records.
Yeah, so predictable, really.
Poor old predictable Night Train. So we split the show up into mixes.
Yeah, so we take... There's four mixes in here, two each, alternating around, and then bits in between. So we started out tonight with Steppenwolf, Magic Carpet Ride from 1972. Don't know why it's taken me so long to buy that record. I mean, I wasn't alive in 1972. I couldn't have bought it then, but I only bought it this year. It's just a cheap record and somewhat of a classic. This one in the background, Bacow Rhythm and Steel Band, a band I pretty much buy most of their 45s.
I was about to say, have you got all of them?
Almost. I think there's two or three that I haven't got, but yeah, this one covering Nautilus, and on the other side it's a Crowbin cover as well. It's a nice record.
Is it what cover?
Crowbin on the other side.
I thought you said Cranberries. That's like, that's a turn.
Man, if it was Cranberries, I would have been playing this one instead.
Trying to think what Cranberries cut would sound best on.
Still not. Yeah.
Let us know. Get in touch. 0142814092. Yeah. Let us know which
Cranberries do you want to hear. Back out with them and steal cover.
Yes. Obviously, if, as always, if you're on Blue Sky, look for thenighttrain.co.uk. We'll be posting live track listings, a few pictures of the records.
Yeah, we're not just making it up.
No, this is actual proof that we have purchased the records. Just trying to think. That's about it, right?
Who's on the first mix?
Oh, it's me. It's kicking off. This first mix is a kind of guitars, is the best way to describe it. From old. Early... Old guitars to slightly less old guitars. But there is finishing with one record from... released last year, so relative for me, quite new. So keep it locked to Sheffield Live 93.2, and we'll be back in about 20 odd minutes. We'll be right back.
got something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm gonna let you down and leave you flat. Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that. Well, it's the second time I caught you talking to him. Do I have to tell you one more time? I think it's a sin. I think I'll let you down.
Surrounding me, but I don't want your sympathy yet. Oh baby, I just need your tender loving to keep me sane in this burning oven. When my time is up, be my to work again. Pains and blisters on my minds and my hands. I'm living daily with those canvas bags. Thoughts of freedom, they're driving me wild. And I'll be happy like a newborn child. Be together, girl, you wait and see. Can't you feel my love?
Ah! My name is Fruitland Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
What I always like about that Fruitland Jackson is we don't really play Sheffield music that much, do we?
Not tonight, no.
Unfortunately, no music from Sheffield coming tonight. If you didn't know, this is the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. The two of us playing small records that we purchased this year.
Yeah. So, a lot of shows will be giving you a lowdown of the best of the year, but we're not very good at keeping up with hot new trends.
No, usually what happens, we wait for people's best of lists who we like,
yeah,
and then we listen to those picks. About January time.
Yeah, and then we'll be spinning them out for the rest of the next year.
Yep, pretty much.
And then they'll make our 2026 picks, won't they?
Exactly. See, people know how to... And that's how it works. Regular listeners will know, of course. Right, so that first set was guitars, I think is the best way to...
And bands that begin with the word the.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of that. Now you mention it. Kicked off with Link Ray and his Raymen with Rumble. Full disclosure, that was my... That wasn't the new copy I bought this year. It was the old copy I bought a long time ago because I can't find the new copy I bought. So it did sound a bit dustier. Apologies for that. Famously banned, the only instrumental song banned from the radio in the States. Iggy Pop cites it as making him leave school to pursue music.
Yeah.
He said in that classic interview. So after that, was into another record I've got two copies of, bought this year. The Turtles with Buzzsaw. So, yeah, I know what you're thinking.
Doubles.
I can pretend like I'm D-Nice and call me D-Nice. Then went to the Beatles with You Can't Do That, first release as a B-side of Can't Buy Me Love in March 64. Then the Animals, Inside Looking Out, their first single for Decca Records. Apparently based on Rosie, the old Chain Gang folk song,
which
I can't hear it myself. No. But, then after that, the first of the records that came from the US via Rendlesham in Suffolk. Shout out to Debbie and Alan for bringing those over. They've offered again. They're saying they're over again in March. And she's like, "Have you got anything else you want bringing over?
More records?"
So, shout out to them. It's the Castaways of Liar Liar. I mean, is that record which kicked off the whole endeavour? On the flip side is Surfing Bird by the Trashmen.
They are. You needed that twin spin in your life.
Yeah, 100%. Then went to the from the Ace Records reissue box set, the Sonics with Boss Hoss. Something that we found out this year is that the song's called Boss Hoss.
Yeah, I always thought it was Boss Hog.
Yeah, and it sort of sounds like he says Boss Hog, but he does not. Then went back to another one from Nuggets, 13th Floor Elevators, You're Gonna Miss Me, purchased from the great little record shop or store in Mile End. Then back to the aforementioned Iggy Pop and the Stooges with Down on the Street. That was the mono mix with added organ overdub. We just read about that. The company said they thought it needed a little bit extra, and so put the organ on it. Then,
don't think it's making any difference.
No, 100%. We've both got that that record, and we always forget that it's even got the organ on.
Yeah, yeah. In my mind, it's not there till it comes on.
And then we finished up with some Scottish Psych from 2024. So. Quite the leap forward. The Invisible Headband with Pop and Spit. It's like a nice little 45 I got. I think last Christmas I got given a Bandcamp voucher. I should buy a physical thing from Bandcamp with this voucher instead of just MP3s.
For the show.
Yes. So I treat myself to that. This one in the background is Bill Doggett, Honky Tonk, Part 1. Again, I couldn't find this record. It is in the house somewhere. It's really scratchy as well, which would have made it sound great on the radio. So I was a bit annoyed that I couldn't find it. But alas, it will probably turn up tomorrow when I'm sorting out records. The next mix is you, right?
Yes. This one is kind of all over the place. So I'm not going to spoil... I'm not going to give any teasers.
Perfect.
About that. Okay. I'm just going to let it go. And you can go on the journey that I had to go on today.
That sounds great. We'll be back in a bit.
Stop. us a ballad for Murdy. But let me hear you say,
much grounds, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte, each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind. I think about the girl all the time. East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average. On when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10. I wanna get in. Can I get down so I can win? I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
By the pound, baby never act wild. Very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb. Lovers hit curves, so freak what you heard. Rolling with the fatness, you don't even know what the half is. You've got to pay to play. Just for shorty, bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it. Trap tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time. Baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
About me, not the motherfucking thing. Cartier wooded frame, sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We bees, the baddest click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake ass broads? I shows and proves, no doubt. I've been dickin' so. Please excuse if I come across rude, that's just me. And that's how a play it's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block, I'm as real as can be. Word is born. Faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your nigga Chauncey. I'll be sending a call, let's say around 3:30. Queen of Pen and Black.
he's a super cat man, you a dan dada. Now he's a super cat man, you a dan dada. Now he's a super cat man, you a dan dada. Now he's a super cat man, you a dan dada. Now he's a super cat man, you a dan dada. Now he's a super cat man, you a dan dada. Now he's a super cat man, you a dan dada. Now he's a super cat man, you a dan dada. Now he's a super cat man, you a dan dada. Now he's a super cat man, you a dan dada. Now he's a super cat man, you a dan dada. Now he's a super cat man, you a dan dada. Now he's a super cat man, you a dan dada. Now he's a super cat man, you a dan dada. Now he's a super cat man, you a dan dada. Now he's a super cat man, you a dan dada. Now he's a super cat man, you a dan dada. Now he's a super cat man, you a dan dada. Now he's a super cat man, you a dan dada.
Thank you. 奇妙。奇妙。
That was cooking. I enjoyed that. Hopefully the listeners did. Yes.
Hope you enjoyed the journey.
Yes, no complaints so far online, which is great.
A little bit of something for everyone. Maybe not for everyone, but something that you might like in it. Let's just go through what we had. Rolling it back. I've forgotten where we started. It was Mizzaloo.
Yes.
Earl Washington's version from 1958 on Checker Chess label. I think he is on piano and some sort of composition duty there. I wasn't sure if he was a sax player. I had to look it up. No, it doesn't seem to be anyone credited on that recording. So
we don't know anything about
whoever was playing the swanking sax was doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, that
one I picked up in the half price John Manship sale.
Yes, that was got some bargains in there myself.
That was the main reason I went in on that sale. The rest were fillers, but it was worth it. After that, Freddie King going down on Shelter from 1971. I've actually picked two copies of that up this year. One was absolutely beat to death that I got for free, and I gave it to you.
So I've got a beaten to death copy.
Very beaten to death copy. Just about playable. It doesn't skip out the grooves fully, but it's not great. After that was King Tubby's Linger You Linger version, Pressure Sounds reissue, original from 1972. That's a very early Tubby dub, one of his earliest releases. Hence why it's a bit more stripped back and basic than Tubby's usual wild style. That is a version of U-Roy's Linger You Linger, which was the next cut to Dennis Brown's classic songs my mother used to sing. Incidentally, that's on one of the labels where U-Roy was credited as Hugh Roy.
Brilliant, love it.
Made funnier by the fact that the label was his own. That one's been in the want list since the King Tubby special at TNT 59, well, show
that,
59.
That is going back, yeah.
Then you heard Buddy Bye, classic from Johnny Osborne. That one picked up from Flashback Records in London. It's always a gamble buying those VG Plus Jamaican 45s. You do not know what you're going to get.
No, complete crapshoot.
Also, it's one of those ones where there's loads and loads of different versions. The one I bought didn't even turn out to be the one that it said it was. It's got the B-side, something completely different. It's not even the Sleng Teng version.
Brilliant.
And the Discogs, my copy says it's an 8-inch. It's definitely not. It definitely fits in the normal bag, which is a concern. Then what was after that? Oh, yeah, J-Star's version of No Diggity.
Classic mashup, that one.
Classic. I was going to say, one of the first waves of the reggae hip-hop mashups in the early 2000s on the Real Rock Rhythm. So I had that one from a long time on the 12-inch. That's what I've normally been playing it off. But, yeah, saw it. Good price, 45. You never know. You're going to need that in the bag.
I mean, it's guaranteed. Like, people love that song. Well, people of a certain age love that song.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it can go off in the right way when you play that one. What do we play after that? Oh yeah, Kenny Dope present the Mag Racket Super, the Deep in Brooklyn edit. So that was originally from the early 90s,
I think so.
And Kenny Dope, now he has his own pressing plant. He's just churning out his old 45s on like expensive sevens. So yeah. Nice to pick that up, although I've got to say the B-side, which would be good, is madly off-centre. So watch out for that if you buy any of his records. I picked that one up. It would have gone back if I'd bought it from a local shop, but I picked it up in Edinburgh on a shop that I've forgotten the name of. It's at the bottom of the hill near the park, near Waverley train station. It's a steep pedestrianised road.
It's not that mad shop that you're not allowed in, is it?
No, it wasn't that one. And then after that was On Ra's The Anthem.
So we've got this to finish off hour one-ish.
Yes, That's it, yeah. Bustin' Jack, this one. Grey Guard over Zion. Back in a bit.